world's first deep ocean diving bell has been pulled from a scrap heap and put on display. I'm Steve Pomplin for Earthwatch Radio. While author Brad Mattson was researching one book, he learned about a piece of history that would become his next one. It concerned the Bathysphere, a vessel that shattered records for deep ocean dives in the 1930s. Mattson asked his daughter to try to locate the old diving bell.
A couple of days later, I get a call from her, and she says, "Oh, Dad, you won't believe it, but I found the thing. It's under the roller coaster in Coney Island."
The vessel was in a storage yard owned by the New York City Aquarium.
It was startling to find the Bathysphere in a storage yard under the Cyclone roller coaster in the same way that you would be excited about finding, say, an Apollo spacecraft in a flea market.
Mattson was drawn to the story, and he's written a new book about the first efforts to explore the deep ocean. It's called Descent, The Heroic Discovery of the Abyss. It tells how two men designed, built, and rowed the cramped sphere to a depth of more than 3,000 feet under the Atlantic Ocean. And Mattson's pursuit of the story shook things up at the New York Zoological Society, which owns the city aquarium, especially when he told them what his daughter had found.
Gee, you could hear the jaws drop way up in the Bronx, which is where the zoo is, the Zoological Society headquarters. They just really didn't know what had happened to it. And so they basically then began a campaign to restore the Bathysphere.
The refurbished Bathysphere went on display in June, available for public viewing for the first time in decades. There's also an online exhibit. You can find it at the New York City Aquarium website. Its address is nyaquarium.com. Earthwatch Radio is a service of the Gaylord Nelson Institute and the Sea Grant Program at the University of Wisconsin.